This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. We begin in Ohio, where authorities announced a major breakthrough in a mass shooting investigation. The Toledo Police Department confirmed a second suspect is in custody following a chaotic outbreak of gunfire at a crowded neighborhood street festival. 20-year-old Ka'Nai Taylor was arrested Wednesday in Columbus. The apprehension required a coordinated effort by the U.S. Marshals Service, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. Taylor faces transport to Toledo to face prosecution on 11 counts of felonious assault. Court records do not currently list an attorney for him. This follows the June 11th arrest of 20-year-old L.J. Crisp Carr, who also faces 11 counts of felonious assault. The incident unfolded June 6th during the annual Old West End Festival in Toledo. A park filled with tents, music, and food trucks turned into a war zone. Toledo Deputy Police Chief Joseph Heffernan described the initial response.
At about 5:37 p.m., we got a report of some shots fired near our Old West End Festival, which is a festival we have every year. Officers were quick to respond. They were right there when the shots were coming out. Appears as though there was at least two shooters. I think they were probably shooting at each other.
According to investigators, a violent dispute between rival groups escalated. Two gunmen shot at each other, missing their targets, but wounding 12 bystanders, ranging from teenagers to a person in their 60s. A court complaint states video captures Taylor firing a gun directly into the crowd during the altercation. Police used video and regional intelligence data to identify Taylor, who was interviewed at the scene. An eyewitness also identified him. Court documents show video also captured Crisp Carr firing indiscriminately into the crowd. The violence forced organizers to cancel the historic festival's second day, leaving local leadership reeling.
It's just a shame, you know, when a few people, for whatever reasons, going through their head, decide to disrupt something that has been a beloved community event for many, many, many years.
More crime and justice news after this. In Tennessee, a months-long homicide investigation culminated in the arrest of two men. The Metropolitan Nashville Police Department announced Monday that 19-year-old Braden Carter and 18-year-old Damarian Coleman face first-degree murder charges for the January slaying of 20-year-old Andre Bell. Titans unit detectives apprehended Carter during a vehicle block after he left his home on Melodic Way, where police recovered a pistol in his car. Murfreesboro police SWAT officers arrested Coleman at his home. The victim, Andre Bell, was a sophomore student athlete at Fisk University who played for the basketball team. Speaking to WSMV, teammates remembered Andre as kind and easygoing.
It was amazing light. My parents told me when I get to college, it would be the best times of my life and you'll meet the best people of your life. And Andre was one of those people. He never gave anybody a problem ever. It was the nicest dude you ever met.
In January, Bell and two teammates attended a gymnastics event at the Nashville Fairgrounds. While driving on the interstate in Bell's Nissan Sentra, a dark sedan pulled beside them and opened fire. Bell was struck and died at Vanderbilt University Medical Center on January 12th.
It was definitely hard because, like I said, he just brought that energy to the locker room, just being fun, loving, kind person, so it was definitely hard.
Detective Joshua Belk indicated the motive was jealousy. Carter's girlfriend was on the gymnastics team, and Carter reportedly resented other young men talking to her. Police state Carter and Coleman targeted Bell and his teammates to scare them away from the girlfriend, a theory backed by extensive cell phone data analysis. Carter faces a grand jury indictment charging him with first-degree murder, two counts of attempted first-degree murder, and three counts of using a gun in a dangerous felony, with bond set at $250,000. Coleman faces identical charges in Davidson County Juvenile Court. Bell's family released a statement to News Channel 5 expressing profound heartbreak despite the comfort of the arrests, a sentiment shared by teammates.
It still doesn't bring him back.
Finally, in Pierce County, Washington, a domestic dispute escalated into a violent assault and infant endangerment. Prosecutors charged Christian Giovanni Ortega in Pierce County Superior Court with two counts of second-degree assault, felony harassment involving threats to kill, and reckless endangerment. Court documents show Ortega argued with his girlfriend on June 16th, repeatedly slapping her, pulling her hair, and strangling her until her vision blurred, telling her, "I could kill you right now." Ortega then fled in a Toyota with their 6-month-old daughter, holding the infant while driving without a car seat. Deputies spotted the vehicle driving aggressively at 50 miles per hour through a residential neighborhood. When stopped, Ortega exited holding the baby. Deputies detained him and secured the child, who was safely reunited with her mother. Ortega remains booked into the Pierce County Jail with bail requested at $200,000, while prosecutors reserve the right to add kidnapping charges. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.